Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens around the world, in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Psychic Readings, Monday Night Psychic Readings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad that you are here. So, and the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. I see people are getting into the queue. Be sure and push 1. Okay, welcome to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Here it's about 6 o'clock on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast, brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. It is your moderator, Miss Nina, also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you are not ready for a reading, please donate or subscribe, of course, to the website. Much appreciated. So spread the word and tell your family and friends about our show every Monday night. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. By the way, let us know if you have an event, an announcement, birthday, messages, or whatever. Contact us on our webpage, the first page, and we'll announce it on Sunday and Monday night shows, okay? Thank you. And at this time, let's bring in the co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful day and your week has started off bright and cheery. I had a very nice day today. I had one of my littles here, and we baked, and she made her cupcakes look like owls, and yeah, we had a wonderful time at shopping. Yeah, just a cool day it was today. I'm ready for the show. I have no other announcements other than the ones I did yesterday, so we're ready to rock and roll, Linda. Venice, I need a story.
Okay, I didn't announce birthdays yesterday, but can I announce them real quick? Now, I'll do a quick prayer. Happy birthday to Mr. Sam Foster, one of the brothers that did the NFL show with me. Happy birthday to you, Sam. Sam-O, that's what we call him in Florida. Ooh, you guys got a hot state. Happy birthday to Ms. Stacy Butler, Dita Astakin. Happy birthday, Lillian Nams. So glad. Mr. Dwight Berry. Booker Modlin, have a good birthday. Hitting that 67. Happy birthday to Miss Quaid and Gwen Tatum. Gwen, don't curse me out, because I'll tell how old you are. 65. Anyway, happy birthday, Gwen. Happy birthday to my cousin Bobby Washington. Happy birthday to Miss Tracy Minor Smith Carter. Happy birthday to Larry Snyder. Happy birthday to one of the best barbers in the South, King County, Mr. Barry Crosby Jr. Happy birthday to Mr. Ernest Pomfrey. You know what? I don't know whether it was high school or University of Washington, but I remember you on one of those. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Donnell Fleming, Mr. Alfonso Valderrama, and Mr. J.B. Casuzer, and happy birthday to my cousin Anita Cardenas. All right, and that's all my birthdays that I have. I tell you, there's more coming up. Boy, November must have been a hot month back in the day. Okay, we ready, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I don't know about November being hot, but I think February and March must have been kind of on the cooler side if that many babies were born in November.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I said it wrong. Yeah, February and March. Whoa. Woo-hoo. What springtime was that? Whoa. Give me flowers and music in the spring and babies. Okay, our first caller and welcome to the show is area code 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is T.
Hi, T. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Terrific.
That is Good. I'm just calling about career, if you saw a new job opportunity.
Do you want to move where you're closer to a man, to a gentleman?
Move closer? No, not at the current time.
Okay. Oh, that came up. You were looking for possibilities in another area. Okay.
I got to find a man first.
Something like maybe a bilateral move. I don't see a big up push, but maybe a bilateral move. I don't know if this, okay, what I'm seeing is a company, that is affiliated with the company that you work with right now. They're like a satellite building or satellite branch or something like that, but they're affiliated. You know, it's kind of like 7-Eleven. You got 10,000 people that own them, but they still come under one umbrella.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's how this company is. It's a part of it, like I said, affiliate, but it's still its own entity. So, yeah, I do see you moving that way, but it's a bilateral move, so.
Okay.
It's like getting you out of one place into the next. What do you see, Miss Nina?
That's all I saw, too. I didn't see anything with a new company, per se. I saw the same company just in a different branch.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe if you want to move away from around the people that you are now, that will be possible. That's a feasible action.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we see right now. Remember, things can change. That's up to you, T. But that's what we're visualizing right now for you. So.
Okay.
All right, young lady. Have a good week. Thanks for calling. All righty. Next caller, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amla.
Hi, Amla. How are you doing, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for serving our country. But we're all blessed because of that, that's for sure. I have a question. I do have a question. I am actually was wondering about this guy that I'm somewhat dating. It's new. And I'm just wondering what you feel or sense about this person in the sense. Yeah,
oh,
I guess that's it.
Okay, what's his first name?
His name's Aaron.
Aaron, okay.
Yep.
Aaron, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you wouldn't have to change the first letter of your name. I'm letting Aaron. Is he a different culture than you?
Yes, I'm Indian. And
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I see sometimes that he may be flippant, but it's just his understanding of some things. He's been here for a long time, too. But that's why I said culture, cultural thing. But, yeah, he's not really being a smart ass. You might think so. It's just the way his culture looks at things. That's all. I always say communication. Mm-hmm. Communication is understanding. Okay. He's definitely interested in dating and getting to know you.
Yeah. He just seems like a little... He seems a little distant, like he's very shy, but he doesn't want it, like he's not putting all of his cards face up, so to speak, on the table. And I don't think he's just being secretive. I just think that's just the way he is. I can feel it.
Why am I? I'm smelling curry and spices. Is he East Indian?
Oh, that's me. I'm Indian.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not. He's Caucasian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm picking up nothing but good things from him. He's a little reserved, yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You may need to work on him to communicate with you a little bit more. But I think the more you open up, the more he will. So
it's a two-way street.
I really think that if you work on this communication, the two of you will have a good relationship. And it will go the way you want it to go.
Okay. Yeah.
But you've got to both work on this communication thing. The more you open up.
It's interesting that you said that because it's like there's communication and then there's a gap. And then there's communication and then it's like I don't want to push it either. Right? So I just all right, let him be, let him do his thing or whatever. He'll get back to me. But there's a big gap. It's like even a text, just like something, like it's nothing even big. Like, okay, is it yes or no question? It's like hours later, I don't hear from him. It's just the way he is. I get that. Like, it's nothing like personal on his end. I don't think I'm making excuses for him at all. I can feel and sense that's the way he rolls. So I think it's just a matter of getting used to that, and it's a little bit frustrating on my end because I like communicating and he doesn't. He holds back and he's reserved a little bit. So
I'm picking up that from him. I'm not picking up anything negative. I think once you get past this, I'm going to say bullshit with him, because that's what it is as far as concerned. Communication is the number one thing that gets couples to break up. And if you can get past that and push him to communicate more, you guys will be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Lennis, agreed. You got anything to add? Okay.
No, total agreement. Good info.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else with you, Lennis?
No. She's got it 100%. Yeah, I feel good about this guy. That's what I said. The communication understanding is very important. Other than that, you two will be fine.
It'll continue into the holidays, and my birthday's in December, too. So I'm just like, I just want to have
What are you,
good...
Sag or Cap?
I'm a Sag, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you guys starting in about another week on the 21st. Don't say it like that. My mama was a Sag. Watch it, girl.
I love it. Oh, I own it.
I love Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah. We're just like happy-go-lucky. Talking about, and Jupiter is in Sag now, so I'm all happy. It's another year of this. Jupiter's in Sagittarius, and all us Saggy people, we're very happy. Your mother will be happy, too. Yeah, so I'm excited. All right, well, thank you so much. I'll check in with you guys and tell you how it's going.
Okay, thank you. Please do that. And have rest of the week. Just enjoy yourself and keep that smile on your face. It's beautiful.
Well, I will. And you too, both of you, Lennis and Nina. And I probably won't talk to you before Thanksgiving. Many blessings to you and your family. And
to you too.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, area code 914. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Fine.
My name is Maria. Yeah, I'm calling from New York.
Maria, yes. Oh, I'm so glad Nina's here, only because she understands you better than I do. How are you today, Miss Maria?
Fine, you're calling me Maria, not calling me Miss Maria.
God, this is synchronicity. She was talking French to me, too. I always say everything happens for a reason. Okay, go ahead, Miss Maria. Sorry.
Yes. You know, I was here because one university, they're going to give a job to my daughter. They name it a guy, they name it Ben or Kyle.
Okay, your daughter's looking for a job, is that right, Maria?
Yes.
Okay, and you're wondering when she's going to get a job?
Yes, so they give a job by this the guy, Brad or Kyle.
Brad or Kyle, is that right?
Ben.
Yes.
Ben or Kyle. Which one is going to give her the job?
Yes.
Give her a job, I should say. Excuse me.
Well, I'm picking up Kyle.
Kyle. You know, son?
I'm picking up Kyle. Lennis, what are you picking up?
I agree with you, Kyle. Yep.
Maria, Kyle
will
be her
soon?
Job. 4th, December 4th.
Oh, nice.
Lennis?
Yes.
I didn't get anything. But I did feel, the Kyle, but the more particulars, I've got to lead to you, Nina.
Yeah, I picked up December 4th, Maria.
That's fine. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I want to make a list. I'm going to go in Italy, and I'm going to ask enough. You follow me?
You're going to fly to Italy, is that right?
Yes, I'm not going to ask you now no more. Because I'm going to go. My dream is coming in too.
Oh, well, call us when you get back. Yeah.
Enjoy your
trip, Bella.
Thank you, Bella.
Call us when you get back so we know how you were doing and how your trip was, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go December 2nd.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that's what she was telling us. She wouldn't be calling us for a while because she'll be in Italy.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy yourself and say hi to the Pope for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria. God bless you.
Bye. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. She's going to have a wonderful Christmas. Oh, but I'd like to go to Italy. Actually, this time I want to go to Greece. I've been the other place. I want to go to Greece and maybe during the holidays. Okay, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just calling. I wanted to see what you see as far as a relationship in the future with me and a guy named Kyle.
Ooh, another Kyle.
I know.
Ooh,
I heard that.
Ooh, popular name tonight. This guy's getting around. Trust me, you're from two different areas across the state, so you know we're close to each other. Just... Ooh, synchronicity. Okay.
Victoria, have you gone out with him yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is it an ongoing thing?
It's kind of like at a standstill at the moment.
Yeah, because I was just getting ready to ask you, why do I see him winking his left eye like he's winking at you? Like, what the hell is that about?
I don't know.
Sometimes in your relationship, do you feel like he throws a rock and hides his hand? Are you familiar with that saying? Like you do something and hopefully you don't get caught at it or somebody doesn't see you? And I'm not talking about him messing up or fucking up. I mean him as a human being, as a character, his person.
That he what? Or just repeat that, I'm sorry.
That he would throw a rock and hide. He wouldn't face up to some things even though he knows he's wrong. He wouldn't take responsibility for his actions. That's what I want to say. He wouldn't take responsibility. I'm not saying all, but some of his actions he doesn't take responsibility for.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. And like talking about those things, yeah.
Okay. I keep getting he's a maybe. I do. I just keep hearing maybe, maybe. I'm not getting kick him to the curb, and I'm not getting hold on. They just said maybe. So there's something about him that's something that's not quite right. Let me ask deeper. Is Kyle mixed up into something right now?
He's mixed up in
something. Maybe illegal?
Illegal?
Never mind. You answered that when you hesitated. Yeah, okay. I thought so.
He was divorced. So I don't know if that's a legal matter that you're talking about.
No,
okay.
This is not about a divorce or separation. What are you picking up, Nina? He's a really interesting guy.
Yeah,
like
I'm
dabbling a little of this, a little of that. I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
Yeah. He's a very interesting guy, but very short on words. He doesn't communicate very well.
Yeah, seems like sometimes like he does, but sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, and they're telling me he has a short fuse, like he can get angry really fast.
That's because he's nosy.
Sometimes before he even knows what's going on. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, he doesn't have
sometimes
a little story.
Sometimes before he even knows what's going on, he's angry. And then he gets angry and he explains the whole story and then he can calm down. But yeah, he's quick to anger, not like he's violent or anything, but he has a little bit of a temper. No? Well, that's what I'm picking up. Maybe it's not with you, maybe it's with somebody else. But yeah. Yeah, I don't. It's really jumbled with him. Really jumbled.
Yeah. So I think that's how his mind is right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really what? What did you say, Nina? What did you say about him?
Like, I said his mind.
Oh, stumbles.
Really
he's scattered.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really hard to read him because of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just so many. Like, I can see him walking down a sidewalk, and he's kind of swaying. I can't pick up on him.
Okay.
Well, I got a little bit of a pain on the bridge of my nose, so I know he's nosy. When you least suspect it, he does. In other words, he watches. When people think he's not looking or he's like, I'm busy in a conversation, he sees. So just to let you know, don't be fooled. But the angels are saying, maybe, and I got something mixed and illegal. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. What is it, drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clothing or boosting cars? I don't know what it is. I just got mixed and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And he dabs a little bit here, he dabs a little bit there, which is part of the scattered feeling that Nina and I are picking up. We can't just, you know, focus our spirit with his. So, but they said maybe. So I'm just going to say, Victoria, use common sense.
Okay.
You know, you're a smart woman. You're a good-looking gal. Use common sense in your judgment with him. In other words, you know, for now, handle him with a long-handled spoon. So we're not saying don't be close, don't enjoy his company, but
Right.
Just don't give up a lot of yourself just yet. Get to know a little bit more about this gentleman. Okay, good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Okay.
All right, young lady. Right. Keep in touch and let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. All right, area code. Oh, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 to get in the queue. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. All right, next call, area code 631. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
This is Sue.
Hi, Hi Sue. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Hello. I was wondering when you see a man coming into my life relationship, and I'm kind of seeing someone now. What do you think of him?
Okay, it's one or the other. Can't have it both ways. What do you want us to do? Focus on this one and find out about him? In fact, we probably should, because that's where your energy is. It lies with him right now for the moment.
Okay.
What's his first name?
Keith.
Keith, K-I-E-T-H?
Yes.
Okie dokie. All right, let's see what's going on with Mr. Keith. Oh, God, I got a big smile, like a Cheshire cat. He must have a beautiful sense of humor. That's good. Laughter is good. Why does sometimes this man gives you a headache? He makes your blood pressure boil from time to time. This is not an everyday occurrence, but you can get upset that it would take your blood pressure up dealing with him sometimes. I get the feeling he doesn't always listen what he should, but on the other hand, he's a good listener. You know, if other people are having problems or something, he will listen. But I, like they say, you can help other people, but it starts with you first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It begins with you first. Yeah, but he's a good guy in that respect. At least he cares about humanity. Let's see what else. He's a good guy. Sometimes I think he thinks too hard. He becomes blocked in what he believes in or what he feels about some issues, like he's unyielding, he's stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to look at both sides. I don't want to say like he's judgmental. He's not so much a judgmental. He kind of takes things at surface value, but still you need to, like, investigate, check it out, research, to make sure that what you're feeling is correct and not being led by some other people's feelings. Good comeback, kid. Yep, he's down. He'll come back up. He's not one to stay down. He enjoys your friendship. I think he believes sometimes he peeves you off. He knows it too. I see this like a twitch or something in his eye when he knows that you've gotten, when he knows that he's made you upset. I'll put it like that. You know, like his eye twitches a certain way, like, oh, darn, here we go.
So you just think he likes me as a friend?
No.
It could be more. Why are you limiting this relationship? Huh?
Say that again.
Because one minute he'll say he likes me more than a friend, then another minute he says just a friend.
Ew.
He just has to feel comfortable and feel safe. You know? Men are to provide and protect us, and we just have to feel, let them feel like they're safe and they're wanted and needed.
Yeah, but then he'll say things sometimes. So,
what's Keith's astrological sign?
Scorpio.
Water.
Yeah.
I was right. And what sign are you?
Libra.
Oh, Libra. Do you know how hard it is for you to get him to balance?
Yep.
Scorpios are almost like Capricorns in a way. They have a determination and they can be stubborn. Only thing different is that a Scorpio, when they get mad, they got a temper. It's like, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye. That's the only thing when they get that.
Has he seen anybody else? Or?
No.
No,
I'm not. What are you seeing, Nina? I've been running my mouth because they were showing me, like, what do you see with Keith and her, Keith and Sue?
There isn't another woman. Standoffish for now, but if you hang around, things will change. If you can hang around that long. How do I say this without it coming out wrong? He's a good guy. He would be good for you, but he's going to be a lot of work. So, don't limit yourself to just him if somebody else comes along. I guess that's how I got to put it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay. All right. So, there you go.
Okay, Sue, let us know from time to time. Give us a call. Let us know turned out, okay?
All right.
You're most welcome, young lady. Have a beautiful week. Thanks for calling. All right, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina. This is Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking
Patricia.
My call.
Hi,
Patricia.
Hi. Welcome.
I just wanted to remind you, Lennis, I called you probably last month regarding money, job, and you suggest I go to the site and the prayers, the money prayers, and I prayed, and started working last month through this Minutemen.
Okay.
Yeah, they
printing
paid
company.
Minimum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they paid minimum wage, but I mean, at least I can get paid on the same day. And I, you know, sent you back a response. Not that you might not remember. I know you talked to so many people. My question this evening, two men, when I've done a particular meditation, have come up, and he's a musician. I don't want to say just a jazz musician, but jazz and blues. Probably his late 70s. And it's on YouTube. Hearing another musician are playing a song, and I'll keep hearing that music. And the other one must be connected. There's a university that trains doctors, Case Western Reserve University. Probably, I want maybe his late 30s, 40s, black hair, and black hair in the room. I mean, I may have been interviewing him or something. But then he, a few more times he has appeared, and this is over a couple of months period, in my third eye. And that next thing I see is we are laughing and comfortable with each other. He asked me out on a date, but then we seem to be riding in a car. He's driving in Italy.
Past life memory.
Yeah.
It's a past life memory that you're looking for again in this lifetime because you enjoyed it so in your past life.
Mm.
So you'd like to recreate that again.
On both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, dear Lord, let it not be a common toxic one. Like this one that I'm still somewhat experiencing, and just, as far as I'm concerned, I've resolved it on my end. Okay, so there is no no type of dating or relationship, and I should just release them?
No, you got to bring your energy and your vibration in this timeline now, as we live right now. Because what you are thinking of, it is a past life. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And so you're trying to recreate it in the subconscious in this energy and vibration now. But it's not going to work because, granted, we all have lessons to learn. If we don't learn, we come back and do it again. Well, sometimes it's good things as well. You know, all lessons are good, actually, to be honest with you. But it could be something to really touch your heart. And you're like, you know, wow, now you're in another life. You don't know it. But just like, I could feel this way if I was with this particular man, you know, which is probably true. But it's going to be a little bit different now because we're in a different era, more technology than back in your past life. So that's what I'm saying. Just bring that energy forward to this timeline right now. This, as they say, we live in the moment, but all those other lives are transpiring too at the same time. I know that's probably kind of creepy, but it is. So that's all I'm telling you is just bring it up to this in relationship to this time, this era, and then he'll come to you. You know, you'll start, the universe will help magnetize this guy to you. You're going to magnetize to him, but the universe is going to help you because you want to experience right now, in the here and now. That's what I want to say. At least that's what I'm picking up. So, Miss Nina, what are you getting?
The same thing as you did, Venice. That's a past life for sure. And you need to bring it up. Like, let go of that image and bring a new one.
Yeah. That's even better to say let go because I was just saying change it to now. But, yeah, let that go. That's okay.
Okay, but they look so modern. I mean, the Cape guy wearing the Cape Western Reserve lab coat.
Yes, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. And we wish you the very best. Let us know. I'm curious spiritually how that works out for you. Have a good week, Miss Patricia.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you've been listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You got about 2 minutes. The queue is open. If you guys want to call in, come on, call in, because you know you won't talk to us again until next Sunday, unless you go to the website and sign up for a reading or a donation or subscribe. All right, then. But anyway, it's just me and Nina, and the queue is wide open. Nina, how's it doing in the chat room?
There's nobody in the chat room, but Lennox, I just want to say that tonight has been very interesting. We have got the majority of the callers tonight have been callers that have called us before, and it's good, very good to hear from you all. I really, really, really enjoy hearing from you, and it's nice to reconnect with you, so thank you for calling. And we have another caller.
Amen. Yeah, sure was. You're right. For at least 4 people. Okay. Area code 216. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Linus and Nina. This is Patricia again. I thought I was going to have to wait a few minutes. Is it all right? Can I ask another question?
Sure. Go right ahead, young lady. Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
Thankful I got in. Thankful. Okay, totally different question. I took a playwriting workshop last month, classes with an active playwright here, and I and some other people. And what I wanted to write about these experiences, the abuses, the sexual harassment, and the bullying I experienced these about 5 years at this community college, because it was a way for me to resolve it and to getting back my power, but also talking about other issues, power corrupting and, I got no justice, basically. What I'm asking is, should I keep it as like should I make it a one-woman show? Or should I open it up and have more than one characters. And, well, okay.
Well, I would think the more creativity, the better. But it's you that have to hone in and focus on which would serve you better. Would it serve you better to have different personalities, different characters, or just to be focused on one main issue?
Well, I'm talking about that constant bullying and retaliation and how they just kept messing with me every semester. And, of course, nothing was done. And this is, we're talking about over a five-year period. But also, I thought, and the playwright agreed that to get that one male teacher out of all those four or five males that were being abusive to me and put him into that one teacher and make him that one character and all that was said and done to me, and have, obviously, when I was in his office talking with him and, you know, and then also bring it some, maybe a scene or two in the classroom where there's, you know, students. And, you know, and of course they were always shaming me, embarrassing me in front of, you know, students, teachers, you know, strangers and all of that. So I really have had a difficult time getting started. I started something, but it's probably because I'm so close to it.
Okay. Do you have a pen or pencil to write this down? I'm going to give you some information, and then I'll let Nina talk too. Okay. But I want you to write this down.
Okay.
Okay. The journey.
Yes.
You writing it down? Okay, the journey of bullying here and now. That is your working title, the angels had me give you. Okay?
The journey of bullying here and now. Okay.
The journey of bullying here and now. Thank you, angels. Tell me that's your working title.
All right. Thank you, angels.
That can confiscate the different personalities or the different people and the characters. They can all come up under that umbrella of bullying. But it's what you went through, and you're experiencing it now in today's world. Yeah. Nina?
Well, I am going to tell you, the angels are telling me that you need to have more than one character to fully expand upon this subject. So please have one character so it really gets exposed.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Patricia, have a blessed week. Good luck with the play. I'm sure you're going to do well. And call us back to let us know, please.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too, and thank you for calling, Patricia. Okay, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
I'm good.
Who's
this? My name's Sharon. My name's Sharon.
Sharon, welcome, Sharon, to the show.
Thank you.
All right. What can we answer for you tonight, young lady?
Well, I just started a new career. I changed careers, and I want to see, so far it's going very well, if you see me succeeding there, if it's going to go well. The people are nice. Am I going to learn the job, you know?
Can you give us maybe what is it that you do? Are you administrator or client or patient?
I do annuities. I'm annuity representative.
Okay, stop. That's fine.
Investments.
Okay. Right. I mean, when you said annuity investments, yeah, that's enough. Yeah. I'm getting they're more of one of the honest companies.
I know.
That they do work with their people, yeah. Not to say they don't make a profit, but they're not gouging their clients. So that's why I said they're one of the more honest ones. Seem like they've had a long standing in business. But I see some new blood, too. Like maybe great-grandfather or something might have had it, but now the grandson is running it or the granddaughter is running it, something like that. That's what I see, the new blood in steel.
Right. That's what they said in orientation. Someone just retired within this past couple of weeks. They have a brand-new head of the honcho. Yep.
Huh. All right. Thank you for the validation.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
Let's see. There's a guy that you're going to meet. The angels are telling me to tell you to be careful. Make it after work. Do not recognize each other at work. Evidently, he's going to become sweet on you. So they're saying not at work. Anything that you do, make sure that it's after work. And like... Okay. Far away. Oh,
Word
God, I love
life.
My angels. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
this
funny.
Guy, no, you're not looking, but he's noticing you, but he's sweet on you. So, you know, if he says, well, can I take you out to dinner sometime or something, like, yeah, I'll meet you in Memphis, Tennessee. When? Friday at 8 o'clock. I don't know, but you understand what I'm saying.
If this does take place, the man is single, right? I would never, ever do a marriage. There's so many things that happen with married people and jobs. It just, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because you don't ship where you eat, of course. But I'm just saying, the angels want you to know. So you know ahead of time, if he approaches you, you can shut that down right now. You know that. You're like, oh, thank you for the flattery, but I'm not interested, sir. You know, and keep it pushing.
Okay.
As the kids say, keep it pushing. But, yeah, I see, other than that, I just see it's a good job. There's a lot of good things going on. Ideas are coming forth, creativity. Yeah. And you're bringing
a lot
to the company yourself. So don't cut yourself short, darling.
I know. There's a lot of people there that are married, so I don't think it's against the law to date people at the job. But I know exactly what you're saying. But am I going to be able to learn the job?
Yeah, I just said you're going to do. Go ahead, Nina.
Yes, you're going
Thank
to do
you,
well.
By the way.
You're going to do really well at this job. So congratulations on your new job. Yes,
Amen.
Your job.
Congratulations
for
me as well.
You guys.
Thank you.
Let me tell
you. Yep, congratulations. All right, Miss Bliss.
You're so funny. So you feel I'll be there for a few years. I'm not going to leave. It'll be my choice if I leave.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to do good. Don't even have thoughts like that. You're where
I know,
you want
thank
it to
you.
Be now. So just stay positive and thank you, God. I will do my very best and we'll have a lot of success. Not just be successful, but a lot of success. Okay?
I know. Thank you.
All right, young lady.
Have a nice day.
Have a good rest of the week, Sharon. Thanks for calling. I got to move on and get another call here. Area code 515, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
I was just wondering, I've had a lot of sort of unfortunate events lately. Nothing serious, but just consistently. I was just wondering if it's going to be getting any better anytime soon.
Nina, what's your name?
My name is Stephanie.
Bethany, okay.
Stephanie, yeah.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Stephanie. Okay, so sorry. Okay. So you want to know if this job is going to get better or should you leave or what?
No, just my situation in general. I've just had a lot of sort of unfortunate things happen. Nothing serious. I mean, I really shouldn't complain, but just a lot of disappointments lately. So I was just wondering if things were going to be getting any better anytime soon.
Miss Nina?
Yes, they will get better. But you have to concentrate on the better and not concentrate on what has gone on in the past. Look to the future.
Okay, so sort of like manifesting.
Yeah, please and thank you. Manifest all things positive and keep your mind as positive as you can. And then things will change a whole lot faster than what they are
okay.
right now. I know it's hard because I'm going through a lot of CRAP myself. but, yeah, just keep that. That's all you can do. Look to the future. If it's a new home you want, new apartment, whatever, visualize your that apartment. If you need a new job or more money, visualize that money coming to you. Keep up on the positive manifestation. And things will change. That's what I keep telling myself, too, and it's been a while. But I know good things are going to happen, and good things will happen to you as well.
Well, thank you. I feel bad complaining because I know there's a lot of people going through a lot worse than me, but sometimes you just kind of wonder when things are going to let up, you know?
Oh, I totally understand. So, no, don't feel bad asking. Just keep manifesting and keep up with the positive.
Okay,
and tell yourself it will change. I will change it. You will it to change.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Make that will the foremost. Yep. Okay. Well, keep in touch and let Nina and I know how you're doing, okay? Please.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie, and have a wonderful week. We'll be praying for you. Okay. Last caller, area code 917. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lenneth, if I can bring you in.
Oh,
who's
thank
this?
You for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're talking with Nisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Nisa with an N.
Oh, Nisa. Okay. Welcome to the show, Nisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're great.
Okay. Do you see it's a good idea for me to... Do you see any changes in my life coming?
As in what, Nisa?
Moving,
did you say climate change?
Oh, I didn't. I said what climate change? Uh-oh.
I got
it. Shame on you. Oh, Lennis is having a laughing fit, and I did not say climate changes. I said, what kind of changes? Now get back on the air, Lennis.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, laughter is good. Trust me. You're asking what kind of change. I'm so sorry, Nisa. I thought she said, when you said, what kind of change? I thought she said, climate change. I thought Saturday night popped out. Oh, God, laughter's good. Okay, go ahead, dear.
She's gone, man.
Oh, she's gone?
She dropped off.
I'm sorry, Nisa, I didn't mean to laugh at you, but it was just funny. Laughter's good because for a second or two there, got kind of like a depressed thing. But that's fine. I'm covered in white light. But anyway, the laughter was good to end the show. I know it's time for us to wrap it up. So please call back next Sunday, Nisa, or if you need a reading, go onto the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. On the front page, scroll down, send us a message. You know, I mean, you got to pay for a reading, but otherwise, call in next Sunday at 3 o'clock or next Monday night at 6 p.m. And thank you for the laugh, even though it was indirectly. Okay, Miss Nina, go ahead. I'm starting the music.
No, I'm starting climate change, damn it.
Oh, God, that just tickled me so bad. I mean, not bad. That's good. Jesus, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But you thought I was being Saturday night, and I wasn't. I was being good.
That's why I got tickled when you said no. What kind of change? Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you all for calling tonight, and thank you to those that have called before you. That makes my heart go so warm to know that you trust us enough to call us back again. That's so wonderful to hear from all of you. Maria, have a wonderful holiday. The rest of you have a blessed week. And that's it for me. See you on Sunday.
All right, me too. And if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Night, everybody. Night, Nina.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way. Let's find some